Appendix 1. Disability Rights, Inclusion and Safeguarding Act 2024. Objects and Principles. Objects of the Act. The objects of this Act are to advance and safeguard the rights of all people with disability and to advance the full and effective inclusion of all people with disability, including by A. Recognising the responsibility of the state and the community to support people with disability in exercising their human rights, and B. Supporting and affecting 1. The human rights of people with disability under international treaties, including but not limited to the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, and 2. Australia's Disability Strategy, and C. Establishing a framework for a whole-of-government approach to accountability and transparency in relation to disability inclusion, and D. Regulating the use of restrictive practices by disability services providers, and E. Establishing the positions of disability commissioner and senior practitioner, and F. Establishing the Disability Inclusion Advisory Council, and G. Providing for a community visitor scheme, and H. Enabling the provision of funding to support the above objects. Principles of the Act. 1. The following principles, which reflect the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, are to be observed in the operation, administration, and enforcement of this Act. A. People with disability have the same right as other members of Australian society to realise their potential for physical, social, emotional, and intellectual development. B. People with disability have the right to participate in and contribute to social and economic life on an equal basis with others and have the right to be supported to enjoy this right. C. People with disability and their families and carers have the right to certainty that people with disability will receive the care and support that they need over their lifetime. D. People with disability have the right to be supported to exercise choice, including in relation to taking reasonable risks in the pursuit of their goals and the planning and delivery of their supports. E. People with disability have the same right as other members of Australian society to be respected for their worth and dignity and to live free from violence, abuse, neglect, coercion and exploitation. F. People with disability have the same right as other members of Australian society to pursue any grievance. G. People with disability have the same right as other members of Australian society to be able to make their own decisions, including the right to exercise choice and control in decisions that affect their lives to the full extent of their capacity. H. People with disability have the right to be supported in all their dealings and communications so that their capacity to exercise choice and control is maximised in a way that is appropriate to their circumstances and cultural needs. I. People with disability who require support in decision-making are to be provided with access to the support necessary to enable those persons, 1. To participate in those decisions, and 2. To express their will and preferences in relation to those decisions, and 3. To develop their decision-making ability. J. People with disability have the right to receive innovative, high-quality, best practice, contemporary and effective supports that are person-centred and trauma-informed. K. People with disability have the right to have their privacy and dignity respected. L. the role of families, carers, and other significant persons in the lives of people with disability is to be acknowledged and respected. M. People with disability have the right to access disability advocacy, which plays an essential role in fostering the full and equal enjoyment of human rights, enabling community participation and the inclusion of people with disability by ensuring that their rights are maintained, promoted, and valued. N. The voices of people with disability are central to the development of practical, effective, and targeted services and programs. O. The voices of families, friends, and carers of people with disability are to be considered in the development of practical, effective, and targeted services and programs. P. Consultation with people with disability should be 1. Designed and delivered in collaboration with people with disability and 2. Adaptable to provide for the range of different ways that people with disability may use to participate. Q. Positive personal and social development of people with disability, including children and young people, is to be promoted. 2. In addition to any other principles set out in this section, if this Act requires or permits an act or thing to be done by or in relation to a person with disability by another person, the act or thing is to be done, so far as is practicable, in accordance with the following principles. A. People with disability have the right to make their own decisions and to access support to enable them to make decisions. B. People with disability are to be encouraged to engage in the life of the community. C. People with disability have the right to have their own individual freedom of expression, self-determination, and decision-making respected. D. The intersectionality of an individual's circumstances are to be considered in the development of practical, effective, and targeted services and programs. E. The supportive relationships, friendships, and connections with others of people with disability are to be recognized. F. Restrictive practices should only be used in very limited and specific circumstances as a last resort, and utilizing the least restrictive practice and for the shortest period of time possible in the circumstances. G. Restrictive practices should only be used where they are proportionate and justified in order to protect the rights or safety of the person with disability or others. 3. In addition to any other principle set out in this section, if this Act requires or permits an act or thing to be done by or in relation to a child with disability by another person, the act or thing is to be done, so far as is practicable, in accordance with the following principles. A. The evolving capacities of the child are to be respected. B. The right of the child to preserve the child's identity is to be respected. C. The wishes of the child, however expressed, are to be taken into account. D. The child is to be provided with disability and age-appropriate support in decision-making. E. Regard is to be had and appropriate weight given to the views of the child. F. The best interests of the child are paramount, and full consideration must be given to the need to 1. Protect the child from harm, and 2. Promote the child's development. And 3. Strengthen, preserve, and promote positive relationships between the child and the child's parents, family members, and other people who are significant in the life of the child. 4. Each person or body engaged in the administration, operation, or enforcement of this Act must exercise their powers and perform their functions so as to give effect to the principles set out in this section.